What's up, everybody? What's up, you savages? How you doing today, motherfucker? Listen to me. First and foremost, thank you for tuning in and listening to Coffee Talk with Grizzly Jones. And I got something on my mind. And it's been tugging at my heartstrings every day. It's you assholes on Monopoly Go. Now, I love Monopoly Go. I play that game a lot, too goddamn much. But it's just a few things I don't like. When I land on the railroad and I get to do a heist, whoever I grab, you know, whoever money I take, it's never a lot. But how is it okay for when people got they get to do heists on me, they hitting me for hundreds of millions of dollars? How's that fair? Nah, I'm just joking. But no, it is messed up though. They always taking my money. But listen, I want to talk about Monopoly Go. First and foremost, if you're a fan of Monopoly, you're gonna like Monopoly Go because of the things you can do on Monopoly Go. Not to mention it's multiplayer. You can send people. They have these things when they call stickers, which are cool because if you get like the whole collection, then you get like a decent amount of dice and money and so on, which, and of course, you can't really do anything if you don't have any rolls, so the more dice you got, the better, and then there's just so much shit you can do on Monopoly Go. Like, it's fun as hell. They be having little challenges, and I didn't think I was going to be into it that much, but I got into it. I invited a lot of people, one of them people being my younger sister, and she got into it, which made me get into it even more, because she was the one that showed me all the other stuff you can do for us, collecting all the stickers. And then if you collect, I think, every sticker, you get like 10, like for the challenge this time around, you get like 10,000 dice. You get over $1 billion and some more shit. Okay. Listen, Monopoly Go is up there for me, you know, with Angry Birds and Candy Crush. Like, only thing is, I don't like running out of dice. And they have little things where you can, like, spend real money to buy dice and shit like that. And I told myself I wasn't going to do it. I should have just shut the fuck up and just accepted my fate. Because I definitely used some real money to buy some dice and money and cards and stickers. You know, well, and stickers, no cards. But, you know, and stickers and stuff. It's a fun-ass game. And it's competitive. It's competitive because, like, you can see they have this thing when you land on the... If you land on the railroad, you can like shut down somebody's property, so you can do like just a random person, or you can do revenge, so you can see who recently hit your property up, and you can spend a block on them and definitely try to shut their properties down. A fun ass game. I definitely think if you don't have it, you should play it because you're gonna enjoy it, unless you're a robot. And if you're a robot, then I mean, of course, you ain't gonna enjoy it because you don't have any emotion. You sick person, you. But other than that, though, definitely download Monopoly Go. Play the shit. Just don't get caught up in it too much, because I don't want you to like just waste your day away. But other than that, how's everybody doing? We almost to the end of the year. I know a lot for me has happened this year, and I'm, you know, y'all know, hospital and all this other shit, and but it's ending on a better note. You know, I got lymphedema in both my legs. So before I went into the hospital, my legs was infected. They was big as hell. I left the hospital, infection gone, leg size is down, but we still working towards more. And my legs been big for so fucking long that, like, it was almost like my knees were dependent on the mass around my legs to be able to walk. But now that all that's gone and my legs are down, it's like I got to build new muscle. So I got to walk with a walker like I'm fucking 80. But it's just to help me strengthen my legs up and strengthen my body and all that up. And it's working. You know, sometimes I'll move the walker and take a few steps to see how I do. But at the same time, I got to, you know, be obedient and use the walker so that I don't hurt myself and that I can continue to build up the muscles in my legs and so on and so on. But I will say, man, being in that fucking hospital, I talk about it a lot, but listen, I was there for 70 plus days. Those nights were long, but they gave me time to meditate and strengthen my mind, because you always have that self-doubt that'll try to creep in there. But for me, I always tell myself to, even if I don't feel like it, I always tell myself, and I heard David Goggins say this, and if you don't know who he is, YouTube him. David Goggins, he definitely can give you, he can motivate you or scare you, you know. It just depends on how much of a backbone you got. But endure the suffering, you know. Working out, it's not fun, but, and you might consider it to, like, to be torment or is suffering, but endure that shit. Because if you endure it, then you'll put yourself in a better position. You'll see yourself getting smaller. You know, don't get too deep in your head, you know, because that kind of can create body dysmorphia. You don't think you look worse than what you already do. You might be progressing and looking good, but to yourself, you might feel like you look like shit, you know. So don't do that, you know. Milestones matter. Celebrate those, but just don't get comfortable, you know. Continue to move forward and continue to do what you got to do. Lymphedema, I hate it. It sucks ass, but I got to live with it because that's just, it's a part of my life. There's no cure for it, but it can be managed, you know. And it was around like before Wendy Williams caught it, you know. No shade to her, but like it's a lot of people out there that have lymphedema who don't have the finances that she has, who got to deal with it in a totally different way, you know. There's folks out there suffering with that shit and really going through it, you know. So yeah, and it's real. But you know, endure the suffering, work out, walk in place. Dudes, you can even just do some bodyweight squats. You don't got to go crazy. You can do 10, take a little break, you know, like a break. Like you can literally like take a 4-minute break, then do 10 more, then take another 4-minute break, then do 10 more, then take another 4-minute break. And then like once you're done and you know this is going to be your last set, take it to 15, because then that's, you know, you're done for the day. I'm just speaking from life experience. I'm not a fitness guru. I just know that like bodyweight squats are a big deal because it definitely helps. It helps you strengthen your legs. It helps you strengthen your legs. And if that's something you want to do because you need, I mean, when you got lymphedema, you need leg movement to continue to move the fluid through, and it just better helps you, you know. So that's another thing. And also, look, you know, I'm an 80s baby. Did most of my schooling in the 90s and early 2000s. I mean, I'm in college now, but I'm talking about middle, elementary, and high school. And I was thinking about something that was totally random. Now, I was a school lunch kid, you know, definitely was. And I know I'm the only one that remember. Do you remember, like, around the holidays, like Thanksgiving, they would have, like, the little Thanksgiving school lunches, right? And the thing is, they wasn't all bad. They actually were, they were pretty good. Because you had some cafeteria ladies, you know, that could get busy. They actually enjoyed, you know, prepping the food, and they made sure the food was right. I know some of that stuff come prepackaged, but some of the cafeteria ladies also had to make it, you know. Even like for, even with the pizza, they had to make the pizza, and you know, the little square pieces and shit, and they made sure they baked them long enough to where it wasn't too doughy, you know. Like, you know, school lunch, like back in the day, it wasn't bad. I mean, it's now, like, I'm not really sure, you know. I'm pretty sure it's not what it was, but you know, I know that was random, but I was just thinking about like school lunch and the holiday lunches, and like shit was good, man. That shit was good. It's just that it's like it's a lot of things that you don't notice until you get older, you know. And like even with when I was younger, I noticed that like all we had was a corner store. It was a corner store, a liquor store, and a daycare all next to each other. Wild, right? And the corner store, like, it was mainly junk. They had a few things in the freezer, a few fruits and vegetables, but they wasn't fresh. And the liquor store had all the, you know, every drink you ever wanted, and you can cash a check in the liquor store. So it was like it was a trap. You go to the liquor store, you cash a check, and buy yourself some liquor, because it's Friday and you want to enjoy the day with, you know, with your folks. And the thing is, it was nothing wrong with that, but I didn't realize until I got older, like, that shit was like such a trap in the setup, you know. That's why, like, they are working on, like, fixing food deserts. Like, you know, I was raised in, you know, in the south side of D.C., Ward 8, and they really working on, like, getting that shit together. You know, Trey, my boy Ed, you know, he's into the exercise and part of it and just looking out for the community, you know. So, like, they really are working on shit like that. And I'm pretty sure in other cities and states, I hope and pray that they're working on, you know, getting it better as well and getting rid of those food deserts, man, and giving, you know, and you know, introducing fresh fruits and vegetables and shit like that to the families that are getting older, you know, with kids and shit. But, like, I just wanted to come on here and just say what's up. The end of the year is almost here. You got Christmas and all that coming up. Don't stress yourself if you can't get it. You not buying somebody a gift or you not getting them what they want does not measure the love you have for them. And if they feel like that measures the love you have for them, then listen, tell them to go fuck themselves. I don't care who it is, because times are tight. You know, we do have all year to prep for Christmas, but sometimes life happens, bills happen, and shit just happens, you know. Christmas, like, you know, it's about just enjoying yourself, man, doing family shit, or just giving, you know, not even receiving, giving, finding somebody, a family in need, and giving to them. There's veterans out here that are homeless, like, you know, give to them, you know, do shit like that, instead of having your fucking hand out waiting for somebody to give to you, you know what I'm saying, like, grow the fuck up, man up, and, like, go do something for somebody else, and stop being a selfish bastard, you piece of shit. But that's just for the ones who deserve that kind of talk. But for the ones who are there giving and really, you know, being a blessing to somebody else, then kudos to you. Much love. Thank you for listening to Grizzly, Kicking It with Grizzly. And I'll be talking to you. Peace.